lot of folks had high expectations from the Congressional Super Committee to reduce the federal deficit. I figured it'd be a fraud from the get-go, and that's what it turned out to be. It was this was a committee that was created at a time when Congress felt under intense pressure to cut the federal deficit because the politicians are spending far more money than what they have, and what they're basically doing is selling America down the road in the future because Americans are going to be forced to pay a lot higher taxes in the future because of this wasteful spending now. But back at the time of the debt crisis earlier this year, Congress should have slashed spending then. Instead, what they did was just kick the ball down the field and pretend that they'd have this super committee of wise men and wise women that would make these proposals later on, and people would rally around that. Naturally, nothing has happened. From the get-go, people should have known that this committee would not deliver what was being promised. And now we're sitting here with a huge amount of debt, huge amount of wasteful spending, and the politicians are making more excuses for selling out our future. So this is just one more proof that there's almost no political courage in Washington, D.C. as far as admitting the damage the Congress and the federal government is doing to the American economy. Now, I think that there is a small amount of difference. I think that the Democrats are more enthusiastic on raising taxes. The Republicans are more enthusiastic on cutting spending. But neither group has been fundamentally honest with the American people, and neither party is taking responsibility for the damage that they've helped inflict on our economy. And Americans have a lot less economic opportunity now than they had 20 or 30 years ago, partly because the politicians of both parties have been running the American economy into the ground.